you have all those passwords, and how do you remember them all? And if you do them the way you're really supposed to do them, really, how do you remember them? Well, the White House is ready to make public its plan for secure online transactions. And Federal News Radio, we've been telling you about this. Howard Schmidt, the White House cybersecurity coordinator, has been leading this effort that would cut across the public and private sectors. Schmidt said the administration will release the draft plan this week, on Friday, just days from now. And Federal News Radio's Jason Miller joins us with a sneak peek at this initial strategy. So draft strategy, it's going to be out on Friday. So draft strategy comes out on Friday.
Correct.
What's this thing going to address?
So the strategy, which actually it changed the name. It used to be called the Securing Online Transactions. It's now changed its name to the National Strategy for Trusted Identity in Cyberspace, the NSTIC. So we write that down for later. We'll have a test. But basically, yeah, what this
great acronym, by the way,
NSTIC, right? What this strategy will do is come up with guidelines and actions to improve how we, meaning the U.S., meaning society, if you will, manages our identities. That means if you interact with the government, if I do, if you know, Patty interacts with the government,
right,
how does that work? How do you know it's you? How do you make sure? And not just with the government, but also with private sector firms.
So when you look at the various identification processes to allow me to feel more confident about how I'm acting with the different, interacting with the organizations, individuals, or computers, I want to make sure the computer on the other end is also confident that that's me who's interacting with them. And that's one of the problems we have. Not only do we have to worry about who we're interacting with, but those on the other side, particularly we're doing business with, whether it's business of government, business of banking, the business of transportation, that those computer systems have to trust that it's really us. And with the botnets we've seen, the compromised computer systems, that's been as much of a challenge as anything else.
Now, that's Howard Schmidt, the cybersecurity coordinator over at the White House. He says the second draft will offer goals, objectives around laws, policies, programs that can improve the security of your online identity. Schmidt says this could be in the form of, you know, online banking, making purchases online, or something just as simple as sending a secure email.
We want the identity solutions to be secure and resilient. We want to make sure that they're able to withstand intrusions, that they indeed are tested, so if a man-in-the-middle attack takes place, that we basically don't give them the ability to do something with it. That's a new way of doing business. We've talked for a long time about two-factor authentication being subject to man-in-the-middle attacks, compromised systems, everything else. But here we, as we develop this, let's take those things into consideration. We need to make sure the solution is interoperable. That's one of the key things when I start looking at the handful of different identities that I manage. You know, we need to make sure that if I come to a kiosk that has a USB port that I can plug it into, that I can use my identity there. I use a smart card reader. I can use something on my mobile device. But they've got to be interoperable, and it's got to be federated.
So you talked about the man-in-the-middle attack, and that's actually, it's a very interesting concept. It's when, if I'm sending Chris Dorbeck a secure email, can they intercept it while it's in transit, if you will? That's the idea of man-in-the-middle. It's kind of an odd term.
Actually,
but
at that debate about whether cybersecurity was overhyped a little while ago, somebody mentioned, had the best description of the internet. And if you send an email, essentially it's as if you're in a theater filled with people and it gets passed from one to the other. And that's essentially how the internet works. So you don't want somebody in that passing line opening up your email and reading it. That's addressing this issue.
Correct. That's a wonderful analogy. You're correct. Now, additionally, the strategy will promote technology and systems that are privacy-enhancing, cost-effective, and easy to use. One of the things Howard Schmidt said was, you know, you can't make it hard to use. You can't make it complicated.
Right.
If it's too complicated, no one's going to use it. Now, one thing about the strategy, Schmidt says he doesn't expect to really teach the general public to be a security expert. Instead, the technology and the policy, as I said, easy to use, interoperable, and it has to be part of that larger national strategy, which does include education and training.
So why go through all this? Are there real benefits that they're looking to get out of it?
Well, Schmidt obviously laid out several, and as you said in the beginning, just getting rid of those yellow sticky notes or however you manage your passwords, that is the biggest benefit. I think that's the one we all want to happen as soon as possible. The bigger benefit, though, around in that same idea is reducing online identity theft and fraud. You know who the email is coming from. You're not going,
right,
to click on it. Spear phishing, which is the idea of me sending you a specific email that's addressed to Chris Dorbeck, that can be taken out. If you're using the digital signatures to sign your emails, if you have the public key infrastructure token to authenticate and verify your identity, everything you can do will be more secure.
It gives us the ability to really improve online innovation. Sitting there in a room with a bunch of entrepreneurs and developers and people saying, what do we want to build? What is the next thing we want to do? We cannot have that discussion without somebody talking about how can it be compromised? What can somebody do once we deploy it that's going to break it, that make us look like we don't know what we're doing? So what's the net effect? It slows down what we're trying to do. So if we start looking at trusted identities in cyberspace, we can actually move innovation forward.
Another benefit is bringing in what many will call the holy grail of the internet to the government. This is the idea. For years we've talked about moving government services online, but most of the time it's a very passive way. Go to an internet site, you're going to consolidate gov benefits is my great example. You can find all the benefits that the government offers, but you can't apply right there. You have to then go to the VA or USDA or whomever and then apply from that website. But this, the idea here would be actually to go to these consolidated sites and do transactions online. And I think that has been the biggest thing that's been missing from this government, this e-government movement that we've been watching now for the last almost 10 years. And the other thing
and
is...
even the Gov 2.0 movement is,
yes,
as it's evolved, if you're going to do it on Facebook, okay, how do you know? I mean, that's identity is an essential part of doing all that.
Identity is huge. And, and just, you brought up Facebook, and just a total aside, kind of outside of Howard Schmidt's speech, I was at another event. This is the Symantec Government Symposium today downtown in Washington, and they had a panel on privacy, and the... Chief Information Security Officer from the Census spoke, and one of the things he said was a majority of the problems that we have when we have to re-image computers, basically wipe it clean and start over again, the last place they visited was Facebook, and that's where they're getting a lot of their infections from. Hmm. And the identity management would go a long way in solving that issue.
Hmm. We'll be utilizing sort of Web 2.0 technology.
Sorry.
No, you know, this show's going just smoothly. It'll be fine when it actually airs. This is just rehearsal. So did Mr. Schmidt offer any timetable? No, let me go back once. Talk about HSPD-12, because
sure,
we talked about a lot about identity management, how you get this done, the HSPD-12 card, a lot of money, a lot of effort to get those cards out to people. Is there a relationship here?
There is, and then I think that is actually also the big question. Schmidt says that all these efforts, secure ID card will integrate into this big strategy, but until we see the strategy, we really won't know. He says the initiatives are pushing us forward for a time, but now if you think about the secure ID cards, they're not being used as often. They're fancy flash patches, what you hear a lot of times from government. And the reason why is, as he says, the lack of what he says, smart card readers. Now, even though the administration doesn't talk a lot about secure ID cards, in fact, I was talking to someone at the conference, and they say, is HSPD-12 dead? And in fact, it's actually moving forward very well. Almost 90% of all feds have these secure ID cards.
Because we don't hear about it nearly as much.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think part of the reason is it's the last administration's initiative. Now, it's important, but it's the last administration's initiative. So I think agencies are still focusing on this effort. And as we reported previously, we're still waiting on a new memo from OMB around HSPD-12. We talked about this in April. OMB is supposed to give agencies some more specific timelines to use these cards. Now, I've heard the memo is still under development, but I've not heard anything since this, you know, last couple of months where it's at and when's it going to come out.
So you said draft policy on this thing comes out Friday. Final strategy, what's the timeline for this all happening?
So the White House, you can find that draft strategy on whitehouse.gov/cybersecurity page. And Schmidt says this is how he's going to get comments.
We'll be utilizing sort of Web 2.0 technologies so people will be able to give feedback on it, which we really appreciate everyone doing. With the full understanding, like any other set of feedback, there will be some things that we say, this is really good. We didn't think about this. We need to put that into it. There'll be others that say, yeah, this piece works, but not so much on this piece. Then there'll be other pieces that just basically are not tenable. We won't be able to do it. Well, what we want to make sure that we do after this process, and we move this document over to the president's review and the president to do the final decision on what the strategy is going to say, and as we prepare this, we want to make sure that we have every viewpoint possible in pulling us together.
Can I just say amen?
Yeah.
Thank goodness they're doing an open process. You know, so often we're taking that chair away from you.
Throwing the chair out.
So often when we do this, we have to wait for the president to bless it, and so it becomes this weird emperor has no clothes kind of situation. And it's nice to see that they're actually putting it out there to discuss.
And in fact, just the other piece of this, I've heard also that there will be an implementation plan that also will follow, come out about the same time as the strategy. Well, that's will also will go out to industry for comment. Now, I've heard this, that said we're not going to actually put this out publicly. So I said to the person who told me, I said, well, yeah, well, once you give it to industry, they said, yeah, we know.
Yeah.
So it's going to get out there. People are going to get a chance to see it and comment it. Now, one other thing about this is Howard Schmidt said President Obama, as he said, will have the final strategy to review by the fall, but he didn't really give a timeline of when the final strategy will be actually finalized and released publicly. But you got to figure late in 2010, early 2011, because anything that goes through the White House process usually takes a fair amount of time. But this is a big deal. Now, we've talked about secure IDs, we've talked about identity management, but this is a strategy, and we'll have to see what the strategy says, obviously, before we can really understand where they're going. But if things move in the direction that I think the White House hopes, they're going to take away those passwords and those make things more secure, because they realize it's not just a government issue. It's, as they said, national and economic security issue.